Well, did everyone find that refreshing?
Oh.
Very.
Well, I can
see, yeah.
I just want to keep my trucks away from them.
Well, as you recall, the Freudian slip from the first meeting that I made.
Oh, no, that's been struck from the record.
Oh, it has. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, no, my 1948 GMC truck that my grandfather bought new in 1948.
Your wife is on him?
I'm working on that, as we speak, as a matter of fact.
It hasn't been on a public highway. It's not required yet.
That's true.
I got a 247 truck, so how yours is new.
Actually, I think the rest of it meets the standards based on what I saw.
Huh?
I think probably the windshield wipers don't the problem I got. Did it?
I had a 49 Chevy pickup, and it had the mechanical brakes.
Yeah.
Does yours still have?
Well, no, I have a hydrovac that I'm replacing, as a matter of fact.
They're hydraulic, they're not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what an inspector would do with my mechanical brakes.
Well, they probably haven't seen one in a long time, or maybe ever, so it might be a thrilling experience for them.
Probably a lot of it's before their time, you know.
Perhaps.
Being born.
Yeah, perhaps.
Well, it depends on how long they've probably been inspecting trucks, would be my guess. They've been doing it for some time, they've probably seen them before.
All righty, well, let's move ahead. The chair recognizes Mr. Mike Nolan, Federal Motor Carrier Services. Mike, good to see you again. Thanks for coming today. And what do you have to share with us? And for the record, state your name.
Mike Nolan. Mr. Chair, I brought... Part 393 and Part 396 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations.
Okay.
Part 393 is the actual parts and accessories that they talked about in that inspection. It starts and it's broken into different sections: lighting, brakes, windshield, fuel system, coupling devices, that sort of thing. And what I have done, and this was a really quick pass-through yesterday, with limited knowledge of the Oregon Vehicle Code, so it may not be 1,000% accurate. I'm not even going to, I don't want to make a bad guess there. But just in a general overview, lighting, you know, whether we're talking lights, reflectors, brake lights, all that sort of thing, it's required on any vehicle. The only exception is on a semi-trailer, and that is the new reflective tape that goes around. On anything that's newly manufactured since 93, it's on there already. On Interstate Motor Carrier, we require that they now go back and retrofit the older trailers, not the trucks, not like a straight grain truck. There's no requirement to go back and retrofit those, just the semi-trailers. I don't know. I didn't write it. I just did it.
Okay.
Which is good, because, you know, that's a lot of what we're going to be doing with
that.
Braking system, I just found in vehicle code that it's required and that they work. And on the federal side, they get into a whole lot of detail, and I just didn't go through that. You know, brakes are required. Windows, the same thing. I did not stumble across anything in the vehicle code talking about fuel systems and whether they have to be, how they have to be secured and all that sort of stuff. It may be in there. I don't know. That's why I marked that section as unknown. And the same with coupling devices, if there was a truck and a trailer or tractor-trailer, those devices and whether they can be worn or how good they have to be and all that sort of, may be in the vehicle code, but again, I did not come across it.
Yes.
So on the braking systems, you're saying all these brake system requirements are in the vehicle code now anyway or not? You don't know if all of them are?
I'm going to say yes. And by vehicle code, I'm going to use ORS 801 through 826.
Could you grab that, Janet, please?
Those are good.
And right at the beginning of that section, it calls that the Oregon Vehicle Code. And that was the only part I checked. I didn't go through all the rest of the ORSs and everything else. The very first thing in there is that it requires, one of the very first requirement is that it meet federal vehicle standards. All of these are federal vehicle standards. We have just, these require that they be operative. A different part of DOT and the manufacturing of vehicles puts all these things on there. We just require that they be in an operating fashion. Oregon Vehicle Code does the same thing and just says that it's got to be, and that it can't be unsafe. Most of these, if you'll look at these, are dealing with air brake systems. If a straight truck doesn't have an air brake system, has a hydraulic system, there's different requirements. But they're just standard requirements. It says normal parts have to operate.
Okay. Mike, I have a question for you. This is 393.
Right.
And 393
was never addressed in the list of parts.
Right. Have you seen this out of your blue book
just
in front of you?
Yeah, just briefly.
Okay. I'm assuming that 393 applies to farm trucks